I'll just say this to start. I'm not talking about the DRC. I don't know enough about it, so I'm not going to even comment on it. So don't even ask me about it.
How about in general? I mean, when something like that does happen, not specifically with the situation, there's a perception out there that they're, you know, that the coach is losing the locker room and that kind of thing. And as a veteran leader, you know, do you dispute that that's going on here? Or, you know, is that
Definitely. I mean, everyone's still here, right? Yeah. I mean, I don't know exactly what went on in the situation, so I can't tell you like how he feels or what's going on. So I can't.
I wasn't asking specifically, but I've just been in general when something like that happens, and obviously you know, you guys were struggling.
I don't think so. I think it happens with every team that things like that happen sometimes. I've been on teams that are winning where guys have been suspended on it, so it's that's just jumping to conclusion, I would say.
How's the locker room in general just at 0-5 at this point?
As good as you can be to be an 0-5. I mean, I think we've gotten tighter. I can speak just specifically for the offensive line. Hasn't been the easiest year. I've been through something like this before, and you just got to stick together and keep working. And good things will eventually start to go our way.
You were very young when you guys started out that losing streak.
Yeah.
Is it a different feeling now that you're one of the leaders here?
I just know how hard it is to win in the NFL. A lot of guys probably will come in as a young guy. I thought we would win. You know, we were the New York Giants. We had won a Super Bowl 2 years previously. I thought we were just going to go out there, and that was going to happen. And you realize how quickly we're having a lot of the same games we had last year. And it's just we're not pulling them out in the fourth quarter. I mean, if you look at it, we've had leads in the fourth quarter in three of the past three games, and legitimately probably thought in each game that we were going to win it, and then we lost. So, I mean, that's the NFL. It'll humble you real quick, and it's doing it to a lot of people in here. We've got to learn how to win the close games now, soon, this week.
Did it sort of the reality of the injuries to receiver hit home today when you were out on the practice?
It hit home while we were on a two-minute drive, and I looked around, and we had no one in the huddle. Hats off for the tight ends for going out there and stepping up and going and probably running some routes they haven't ran ever. We got guys playing the number one receiver that's normally a blocking tight end. But so hats off to those guys. They won it and they competed. As an offensive line, we did some good things. We did some bad things. I don't know. You guys probably won't ask me if we're going to run the ball this week, I guess. That's one positive. But we got to protect the quarterback and do a better job there. So I don't even know how I went on that tangent. But
does the run game become more important, though, with so many new receivers in there?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's just as important with those receivers in there. I mean, you run the ball successfully, you can open up some holes for those guys, and that's what we got to do. It's obviously even more of a challenge now, and even more of a challenge when you're going against the number one defense in the NFL in their stadium on a Sunday night football game. So we're looking forward to the hot zone environment we know we're getting ourselves into. Just got to go out there and play detailed football.
What have you seen from some of those guys that have had to be thrust into this role that they weren't necessarily intending, those wide receivers?
This is the NFL. I mean, I think Coach Mack gave us a quote today. It was like, everybody was nobody before they become somebody or something like that, where it's just like, at one point, like, no one knew Odell Beckham was going to be a superstar. So it gives these guys the opportunity to go out there and do some good things. You look back last year, and we had a game against the Redskins week 17, and TK came up with a huge play. So I know these guys can play. We've seen it in the preseason, so I'm excited for these guys to get an opportunity and showcase what they can do.
Cool. Most of you guys haven't actually played a game in Denver before, just as far as the altitude there. I mean, what have you guys heard about with the challenge?
Well, Weston Richburg played at Colorado State, which is right around there. I mean, it's a little bit north of Denver, and said it didn't really affect him too much, but obviously, everyone's like a point in case. Like you don't know how it's going to affect you. I haven't played there personally, and just making sure I'm really taking care of my body this week, extra hydration, making sure I'm, you know, we had Patel, our nutritionist, make sure kind of give us like the guidelines of what you need to make sure you're putting into your body this week to be ready.
Is there anything different that you normally would do for a week like this? I mean, as far as like, you know.
It's the normal stuff. You got to make sure you're eating right. Staying hydrated is one of the biggest things. Obviously with the flight too, you know, make sure you stay hydrated. But nothing out of the ordinary.